kid, I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Expecto Patronum!
I am no Jedi.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Assemble. No!
Oh, it just gets me so hyped. So hyped after I listen to that. Every time.
How could it not? How?
I will admit, I listen to that way more often than I should. Like, I've turned on the podcast, because we're in podcast form, by the way, for all you YouTube viewers out there. We're in podcast form as well, and I will turn on the podcast just for the first 40 seconds of the show.
There you go. That's an idea.
That's the way to do it. I recommend you listen to more, but I mean, that is totally your prerogative and whatever you guys
want to
do. We
definitely prefer you listen to more.
Yes, or watch more. I mean, who doesn't want to watch us, right?
I mean, can I get you to only be on the podcast for 40 seconds?
I could, I guess. I mean, if you want to up my wage, yeah, I have no problem, you know, being a team player. But
tell you what, I will double your wage.
Sounds like a steal. Oh, man, that was a perfect time to insert the quote from episode 3. What is that? What's he say? What's Count Dooku say to Anakin? Oh, my God, I'm blanking. Twice the pride, double the fall, which makes like...
Oh, yeah.
But like 0 times 0 is still 0. Like that's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that correlates or anything, but sure, we'll go with it.
There's a funny meme out there that makes sense to me right now. But anyway, welcome into the show,
that
guys.
Makes sense to me. Tyler just got like, random things in his brain that he's looking at. No one else can see.
That is true. That is very true. Welcome to the Carbonite Crew Show. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. And 3322, right? Yeah, that's got to be someone. Go buy a lottery ticket. Let us know if you won, and if you do, go ahead and donate to the show, since we are on a zero salary here.
Oh man,
like I said, welcome in. We have a packed show for you today. We're gonna cram it all into this time slot that we've been given by no one except ourselves, because we make all our own rules here. We got a packed show for you. First things first, how are you doing? You're doing good? You doing okay? You feeling better a little bit? Sort of?
I feel mostly normal. I've just got this lingering cough that won't go away, you know? And I keep doing things like recording podcasts that probably aren't going to necessarily help it. But here we are.
Hey, that's okay.
And at work. I've been having a lot more meetings recently, so I just feel like I'm talking more at work than I ever have before.
All the time.
And so it's probably going to be a little bit before it goes away, but that's all right. I feel fine.
I know mine took a while. Mine took a while, so I get it 100%. Good. I had Chick-fil-A and pizza today, so it was a pretty good day.
Wow, that is a good day.
Right? Nice. It really was like. And I have no guilt about it either. Usually the day you like shouldn't. That, like I would have some sort of guilt or you know, I feel bad, but not today. I just don't.
We had tater tot casserole for dinner, and that's
sounds
pretty bomb.
Amazing. What was in that? Cheese? Was there bacon in it?
Yep. It's tater tots, chicken, cheese, and bacon. And whatever cream of something that makes a casserole.
I used to work at Kroger, and our store at the time, like they would make meals every day. Like it wasn't just like frozen stuff. Like they made it. Then we had chefs. And one of their specialties was like a tater tot casserole with bacon, but they put like jalapenos in it. Dude, oh my God.
See, I don't like jalapenos, but that's fine.
That's fair. Also, that's fair.
The Kroger that Tyler worked at, in case you were wondering, very high class, kind of ritzy area.
It was.
And that's why.
Yeah, there was some money in that area for sure. So, like, I really actually don't understand this dish. Like, in theory, it sounds great, but it was Dorito crusted chicken. stuffed chicken. And like, it sounds amazing, but like, you can't taste the Doritos. Okay. I got to make a confession on the show to the world. I think the Doritos Locos Tacos at Taco Bell are completely overrated. I feel like I cannot taste the Dorito. It's just a shell. Or maybe a little cheesy shell. Maybe a little bit.
I quite honestly don't have a real comment or opinion to give because I don't like Taco
Bell. Have you ever had it? Oh, you don't? Because you think it's, you're right. You're right. We never did go to Taco Bell a lot.
It's because I don't like it.
That's fair. I'm surprised I didn't drag you there more often, but... That is what that is. Oh my god, if they're only open now. I swear they open for like an hour and a half a day here. Steak and Shakes in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm calling it now. I'm by name, by city. There are two Steak and Shakes here. I can't speak for the third one out south. But there are two here. Up on the north side of town. Open your doors or something. Or serve food. You're never
move here. You can move here.
That's my rent.
I wish
you have one of those there?
No.
You don't have a Steak and Shake there?
Mm-mm.
It's like Steven will say one thing to me to like kind of entice me to move and then say something else that completely like just turns me away. Like
it's warmer. It's warmer here than there.
I don't know, dude. It was in the 50s today here.
60s
was it in the
here.
50s today there? Dang. All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
You win this time.
I always win, man. I never lose.
All right, go ahead, get us into our first topic of the day. I know you are excited about this one. We've got some book news. So for all you bookworms out there, all you novel lovers, we have Stephen's got some exciting news to reveal, or I guess to talk about today here on the show. Mm-hmm, so why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Yeah. So you know, I'm not going to come on here and talk about every little, you know, fantasy book related thing that kind of pops up and. But this feels like a big one, because I think a lot of things might change after what Brandon Sanderson did this week. So if you don't know who Brandon Sanderson is, which you might not even know who he is because you don't read.
I do not, unfortunately.
So he is my favorite author, and he's kind of the mainstream popular fantasy author right now. So He's the guy when it comes to...
Is he the Tolkien then of now?
Yes.
Like, would you... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's similar. I think with Tolkien, he didn't write a ton of things, but he was like the main one. He kind of started everything, but he's kind of the...
George R. R. Martin type thing?
Yeah, except more popular maybe. Than like the George R. R. Martin. Now, obviously Game of Thrones is really mainstream popular. But within the fantasy realm, Sanderson, I think, has a bigger pull than George R. R. Martin.
Okay.
Anyway, this week, I'm on the like newsletter that he's got for his website or whatever. And so I got an email from his website and it was like, hey, just posted a video with an announcement. Go check it out. I was like, okay, I'm at work. I'm not doing anything else. So I go open up the video. Right. And So it's just him. It's him sitting at his desk and he starts talking and he's like, look, I've been lying to you guys for the past couple of years. So what he does, he is a very different, unique author in the way that he kind of does things. He interacts with the fans in a way that is extremely unique. So one thing that he does is he actually like tracks his progress as he's writing books.
Okay.
So you can like go on his website and see, you know, what percent done or what percent of which draft he is in whatever book he's currently working on. And the man puts out books like a machine. So George R. R. Martin, for example, he's been on the last book for the Song of Fire and Ice series for like years at this point. And he's not like doing other things. It's like just that one book. Whereas Brandon Sanderson will have like, he's got like four ongoing series and he's popping out a book every 6 months, whatever it is.
That's hard. Oof.
It's wild, man. So sorry if I keep muting myself and coughing. It's, you know, it's a struggle over here, but we're going to fight through it.
We're going to get through it.
For the Carbonite crew. We need to name these people.
Come on, guys, name yourselves.
Anyway,
Taylor Swift's fans named themselves. where are Swifties at?
Yeah, we're pretty much Taylor Swift,
right? Literally and figuratively. I mean, Swifties are welcome.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
go on. Anyway,
he posts a video. He's like, I've been lying to you guys for a couple of years. COVID was a tough time. I had a lot of isolation, blah, blah, blah. A lot of time on my hands. And then he like reaches under his desk and grabs a stack of papers and slams it on. And he's like, I wrote a secret book that I didn't tell anybody about.
Secret book.
And we're just like, I'm just like, oh my gosh. How did he do that on top of everything else he's been doing, right? Because he hasn't slowed down on his normal
thing. He's been releasing stuff.
But he wrote an extra book, and then he kind of keeps going, and he's like, but COVID wasn't over yet. And he grabs another stack and slams it on top. He's like, I wrote two secret books in the last 2 years, right? And then he keeps going, and then towards the end of the video, he's just like, but it wasn't over yet. And he grabs three more. And he's like, I wrote five extra novels in the last 2.5 years that I haven't told anybody about. And so all that to say, he's a machine. He's amazing. So on top of this like cool reveal that he's doing where it's like a surprise and nobody knew it was happening, he's releasing these books in a really unique format. And so what he's going to do is he's actually doing a Kickstarter. And... Okay. So you sign up for the Kickstarter, and what happens is you get a book every 3 months in the year 2023. And so he's releasing, one of them is going to be like a graphic novel. So it's like on its own or whatever, but the other four main novels, he's just going to release every few months in 2023 to whoever backs the Kickstarter. It's funny because the Kickstarter had like the goal published on it, and it was like $1 million goal was the goal, you know. When in 24 hours, he had 16 million pledged on Kickstarter.
I'm just going to, as of this recording right now, $17,606,110.
Yep. I think he broke every Kickstarter record.
Wow.
It's been maybe 48 hours, but I don't think it's been, no, because I think it was yesterday that it got released. So I think it's been like 32 hours or something.
It was a day ago.
Yep.
Okay, like I'm not so sorry to interrupt you, but like I'm in real time watching this number go up as you talk.
It's insane. And
it just keeps going up.
It's insane.
It's so nuts.
And so I think it's important because you gotta remember how interconnected this like fantasy literature world is to what we end up getting from like a sci-fi fantasy content. In like the movie TV show world, right? All of Sanderson's stuff it's just a matter of time before it turns into Netflix or Amazon series or whoever ends up paying him and giving him what he wants is going to make a monstrosity of a TV show out of one or two or more of his book series, right? And so this will eventually be really relevant, but what he's doing is just so different. Like no other authors, I feel like, interact with their fans the same way that he does, because he's doing the like YouTube or like influencer style as an author.
Yeah.
And so it really, I mean, he's just making bukus of money is really what it comes down to. Just a lot of money.
So I'm on the Kickstarter now. So just for anyone listening along, the books you speak of will be roughly 400 pages.
Yep.
And there's a year. It says a year of Sanderson.
Yep.
There's something in every month, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's this next year. You said it sounds like.
Yeah. So he's gonna take 2023 to revise.
So the you know, there's a breakdown. You can do four. Is this like a month, like the monthly thing?
So
like
you can do 40 a month, you can just get the books,
just $40 and like,
just the $40. Yep.
So it looks like if you pledge $40, you get a quarterly book ebook. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
$60, you get a quarterly ebook, and audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up from there. You got $160. So you get hardcovers unsigned and the ebooks. $220. You get hardcovers, audio and ebooks. It goes up from there. Looks like top one right now is $500. You get all hardcovers, unsigned, audio, ebooks, and 8 swag boxes through the year of 2023, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, So, like, is this series, like, is it going to be, do you know if it's connected? Do you, is this, so
that's a loaded question, kind of their own
thing?
So, so it's a loaded question.
We don't know. Okay.
He's got something. He calls it the Cosmere. Okay. Cosmere sits up here. He has multiple series that are within the Cosmere, and they are loosely tied together by really small threads. That are hard to find, and he does a good job of like hiding it, and you have to be pretty like, you have to be kind of focused in to really start to catch some of the stuff, which is amazing. His ability to like create a world and tie all of this together is insane. But anyway, so three of them are within the Cosmere, but they're each separate stories. So they'll stand alone.
But they are like set in the same,
it's like a universe world. Essentially.
So I'm imagining, like, I'm trying to like comprehend this myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe for anybody out there that is the same, feels the same way, but like, I'm thinking like MCU, but not as connected.
Correct.
As
correct.
That.
Correct.
Like take out a lot of the, like the references,
yep.
And it's just a little. I guess I'm thinking like the Netflix series. They like there was very small things that you could either see in the background,
sure,
or that were never really mentioned, but you knew it was the same universe,
right.
But it was never like. Talked about the other things that were going on, like that kind of
so
connection.
So a good way to kind of explain it. I read the first series from him that I read and had no idea that it was a part of anything else. So. And then I read the second one. I don't think I even caught it until I started like looking up forums and looking at watching videos and stuff like that I realized they were connected. I get excited about it. So the Stormlight Archive. Is it's my favorite story of any other story, include all mediums and formats. So I get pretty pumped.
I guess I gotta be like pretty like upfront. Like the real reason I asked you is like, would I be able to back this and like kind of just jump in and start reading these books possibly, or would I have to?
No, you could definitely just pick them up.
Go back.
You can pick him up. He's easy to read too. He's not a very like, one of the reasons he can write so much is he's not like a flowery writer. He's a pretty straightforward, clear cut, no messing around writer. But it's the storytelling that keeps it interesting. So he's not gonna like.
I honestly, I'm kind of half tempted. Have you yourself backed this?
I have not yet. Okay. Because I don't know what I want to do yet.
I'm tempted. Yeah. Oh, that's fair. There are a lot of options.
There's so many
I'm kind of tempted just to like, I'm more of an audio. I like audiobooks, but that one, I don't know. I might have to play around with this. Or hey, maybe if you get one of the ones with audiobooks, I'll go halvesies in with you. So I have access.
Oh, that's a good idea too. You
know, maybe we'll do something. Maybe we'll do something like that. Cause I know, obviously, there's no final cover on these, but just the very plain cover he's released on these pictures, I'm enticed enough. that's super cool. Yeah. I feel like I learned a lot. I didn't know, like you sold me.
It's a really cool idea. Like, just all the stuff he does is it's kind of insane.
That's so cool. Like, I am like legitimately like fascinated right now. I want to read so bad.
Think of the time it takes.
So many books.
Trust me. Hey,
like
if you want to sit down and start reading, I'll get you started.
I was thinking there was a Master and Apprentice was there, the Qui-Gon Obi-Wan book, and I thought about just leaving it out and starting to read it again because I only got like a little bit in, and with the Obi-Wan show coming out, I thought about maybe I just jump in, and it was announced. We don't have this on our notes, so maybe we'll cover this in a few weeks, but it was announced there's actually an Obi-Wan book coming out that's a prequel to Master and Apprentice. So that's actually super exciting.
Ooh.
Not sure when that comes out. I'll have to do a little more research, but yeah, I'm an audiobook guy. I just, because I'm in the car a lot. I love my podcasts. So I just like easy, same. Like, you know, it's easy to listen to something and, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm curious. I might have to. I'll have to get with you and see what book of his is a good one. Maybe I'll just jump in, just dive right in.
See if I can't hook you into this world.
Find me the littlest book of his. That is what I need.
I know that's kind of the trick. It's like, okay, what's easy?
Yeah, because those books, like when they're thick, like they're intimidating. Like especially if uh-huh. I mean, I feel like even if you're a reader, I would imagine a new one, you're like, oh, okay. There's a whole book. Yeah, like
absolutely.
Even the Harry.
So like yeah, the Stormlight Archive, the Way of Kings is the first one. It took me a long time to get through the beginning because these epic fantasy series are just like they're slow. Like they can be really slow.
A lot of detail, I'm sure.
Because they're just so massive.
Yeah. And I gotta imagine, like, you know, I'm not a big reader, so I mean I'm just going off my comparison like in my head, but like Lord of the Rings, for example, like just the mm-hmm. movies themselves, like yeah. they're so like detail. Like I can only imagine when you're coming up with that universe in your head and you want to put it on paper, like mm-hmm. how detailed you almost want to be for yourself too to organize it because there's so much going on,
right? Yeah.
Fantasy is cool. We'll definitely keep an eye on that series coming up because I'm interested.
And oh yeah,
it's usually not my cup of tea, so mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. Speaking of fantasy, you know what's fantastic? The Beasts. Mm-hmm. The Fantastic Beasts 3 trailer, mm-hmm. or the second trailer, I think, dropped recently. The new movie is called...
I remember there was one earlier.
Yeah, I think it was like a short one. I think it's like mm-hmm. the big long one. Don't save that audio. But this one's called The Secrets of Dumbledore. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. This is the third installment of this franchise. I'm not sure how many are actually going to be in this. I've lost track. It's been a while since the last one came out. Johnny Depp got recast and is now Mads Mikkelsen. So who knows what's going on? Galen Erso is now Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp is now Galen Erso, and who really knows what's going on? And now I'm just mixing worlds and universes and fandoms. But I've actually not watched this trailer. It came out yesterday. Came out February 28th. I've not watched it. You not watched it. We're actually going to watch it.
2 days ago?
Yeah, two.
February bothers me.
It's so stupid, especially when you look at a map, a calendar of March, and it's the same days, and you're just like, oh wait, wrong month. Everything's just the same day. Yep. Just mm-hmm. so stupid. But let's go ahead. We're actually going to watch it live here on the show to give our reactions, if we have any reactions. This series is weird because I love this series, but I'm also really like unimpressed with this series compared to Harry Potter. It's weird. Like if it were its own thing, I think it'd be awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
But let's go ahead and watch this. I got my little trigger, my little cursor on the play button. I assume you do as well. We are going to watch this live. So we're going to do it in 3, 2, 1 when I say go. So in 3, 2, 1, go.
Memory is everything. Without it, we are blind.
Albus!
Without it, we leave the fate of our world to chance.
Oh, that was cool.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Albus, but I've just received troubling news.
Tell me, what is it?
It's Grindelwald.
The time is close, my brothers and sisters.
Our war with the Muggles begins today!
The world as we know it is coming undone.
If we're to defeat him, you'll have to trust me.
Mr. Kowalski, we need you.
I said I want an out and I want out.
You do know I'm a witch, right?
Dumbledore, should I give you something?
That little screen.
This is the team that's going to take down the most dangerous wizard in the century. Who wouldn't like our
worst moment?
No one can know everything, not even you.
Is that Snitch?
What you're doing is madness.
Uh-huh.
With or without you, I'll burn down their world.
Ooh.
Dangerous times favor dangerous men.
If by tea time, is that the Room of Requirement?
Are still alive, you should consider our efforts a success.
Sure, it looks Kowalski. Like it.
My pleasure.
Do you really intend to turn your back on your own kind? It was you who said we could reshape the world.
Even if we make mistakes.
You.
We can try to make things right. We're gonna need some help.
There's nothing you can do to stop me.
Ooh, I like the little Harry Potter theme.
Things are not quite what they appear.
I trust you're enjoying your wand, Mr. Kowalski.
Ooh.
Can I keep this?
Mando when he got the Darksaber.
I know, right?
Okay.
I don't know how to use this.
So this feels like a finale. Am I correct in that feeling?
Yeah, it does. It does.
I'm gonna Google it right now. How many Fantastic Beasts movies will there be? Because I really don't know the answer. 5.
I guess I just assumed it was 3.
5.
5, really?
This was in December. This article came out. 5.
Like 3 months ago, December?
Yeah. Okay. What? I'm going to have to rewatch that. There's a lot of cool like stuff. The Phoenix. What's his name? I don't want to. Fox. Fox was in there. That was cool.
Fox.
Really dug like them sitting down at dinner type thing. Like how they're still like they have that like respect enough where it's
mm-hmm.
like,
right.
All
right.
Well, glad we could have this meeting. I'm doing this with or without you. I'm sorry. Like, I absolutely adore Johnny Depp as an actor. And he portrayed just that evilness really, really well. And like, I don't get that from Mads Mikkelsen in this trailer. I don't know. It's
tough. I think you're probably just comparing.
I am
the two
completely,
which is going to happen. I think his casting seems fine to me. If you didn't have the whole thing happen already, but
obviously that
happened.
I said months ago. So if you haven't seen the movies, I'm sorry, I'm going to spoil stuff. But like the first movie, he was Colin Farrell was the bad guy. Colin Farrell was Grindelwald, and then it is revealed at the end of the movie. He was just disguising himself as Colin Farrell and he was really Johnny Depp. I was like, why didn't we just cast Colin Farrell again and then pretend he was just disguising himself to the world or something? Cause I thought like Colin Farrell did a really, really great job. Like and granted, I think Colin Farrell played it knowing it was going to be Johnny Depp, like just mannerisms and stuff, but
right.
Why not do that? Why not? Or what? I don't know. I think you could have rewrote it around rather than recasting it. Like, just go back. You already had two characters.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Two people. Yeah.
That would have made more sense.
Like, it's because it's not like you're going based off of books, right? You're kind of creating the story. So why not just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Continuity wise, it would have been better to like have some kind of lame explanation. Like he's disguising himself again, rather than just recasting. Marvel's done a great job at recasting. So like, you know, people do it. You know, franchises get away with it, but I just feel, and maybe Mads Mikkelsen will play this almost the same way Johnny Depp was, and there'll just be no noticeable difference once we get going into the movie. I don't know. Love Mads Mikkelsen. It's a little shocking to my eyes. This movie looks like the best one yet. I will say that.
I agree.
I think so, and I know you and I talked about it like a long time ago, but like, they really embraced that Fantastic Beast thing in the first one, and then they felt like they were trying to go on this Dumbledore story, and like they almost felt lost.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They got stuck in this title and got lost in their story somehow. Like they weren't meshing. I feel like it looks like they're just going straight into the story rather than the whole Fantastic Beast thing. Like, which is fine. Which is fine
they're
by me.
Like, they're just going to dive in and it's going to be called this, even though it's not relevant.
Exactly. And I imagine, because this movie is called Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, I'm imagining going forward, it's just going to be one of those, The Secrets of Dumbledore, and that's how it's referred to as.
Yep.
Just like that kind of movie. Yeah. I liked the Golden Snitch. We got the flashback of flash forward of older Dumbledore from the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think it looks good. You know, I'm sure we'll get more. This comes out, I believe, in April.
Yeah.
April 15th. So,
yeah, it was April 15th.
Only in theaters April 15th.
Isn't that tax day?
I don't know. It got pushed last year got pushed back to like June 15th. I don't know if it's the same. You know, we are a pop That's culture right. podcast or YouTube show. I don't even know what we are. We're something.
We don't know what we are.
But I am going to go out of our comfort zone, or I should say, you know, go out of our area of expertise here and say, I'm going to give you the date. Monday, April 18th is tax day this year. I thought it was always the 15th.
I thought so too, but I won't lie. I've not been an adult long enough to give a very solid answer on that.
I can tell you that tax day was first introduced in 1913, when the 16th Amendment was ratified. I do know that as of right now.
Yeah, is it because it's on your screen right now?
Google. Welcome, Google, the third host of this show. There are three of us here. Google is one of them.
The most important host of this show, one might even say.
Both of us might even say, actually.
All right. Moral of the story. Are you excited for this movie?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am.
Will you see it in theaters?
Yeah, probably. I really love the movie theaters, and I miss the movies. And there's a lot of good ones coming out, yeah. So... probably. I've been teasing whether or not I should get like the Regal movie pass for like 20 a month. I don't know yet. I kind of might, especially with like all the movies coming out this year. I know we're gonna be talking about a lot of them, so I might, and I'll probably go see it. Yes. How about you? I know we actually were talking about the movies before we came on air. Are you gonna go see it? No.
I want to. Maybe. It's hard. It's harder to get to the movie theaters. We have two kids, so it's a little more difficult.
So it's really like how important is it to you? Yeah.
Yeah. And I won't lie, they lost me a little bit on the second one. So Nikki and I, we loved the first movie. Uh-huh. We absolutely loved it. We think it's fantastic. And then the second one, I'm just like, what are we doing here? Like, why is this movie the way it is?
I always felt the second one should have been two movies.
Yeah, it's
the way it was laid out, two movies.
Mm-hmm. Should have just ended the Fantastic Beast things and started the Dumbledore thing, and I would have been fine with that. Like,
honestly, they pigeonholed themselves with the title, with the Fantastic Beast thing. Because, mm-hmm. yeah. like, let me so yep. if you look at the Fantastic Beast franchise, third host Google, I need to come in on this.
You could have just renamed stuff. I don't know. It's weird.
I just moved my camera. I'm sorry, guys. I'm back.
They should have just named it Harry Potter and then called the first one Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Like, the second
like,
one,
instead of Fantastic Beasts, why didn't you just be like The Wizarding World? And then The Wizarding World, The Fantastic Beasts, The Wizarding World, The Crimes of Grindelwald, The Wizarding World, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Mm-hmm. Boom. You got it.
Right.
Because like if you actually look at the posters or whatever, like the first one is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and then the next movie is Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald. Like clearly you can already see the disconnect.
It just seems like it would have been an easy solution, but maybe
it was just like they switched the story, the second one, the focus of it. You know, this whole franchise has just been really weird because like. There was talks that Universal Studios was going to do like a Fantastic Beast World along with their Wizarding World. But then like the second one didn't do too hot. So like people were freaking out and it kind of got scrapped.
Uh-huh.
But it's been one of those franchises. That's just like it feels like two different things almost. It's weird. I don't know. And then the whole Johnny Depp, you know, fiasco and drama going around there in Hollywood. And yeah, I don't. It is what it is. Speaking of multiple actors playing the same role, though, we've got Colin Farrell, Johnny Depp, and now Mads Mikkelsen playing Grindelwald, which, by the way, I love the character of Grindelwald. I think the character itself is fascinating. I think he's already more dangerous and intimidating than Voldemort, in my opinion. That's just me.
Whoa.
Okay, think about it. Voldemort's like...
I don't...
Do you agree or no?
So the thing is, we didn't see Voldemort in prime Voldemort. We just saw
that is true.
It's like you only saw Palpatine when he came back in episode 9 versus somehow. You know all the other Palpatine we saw
returned somehow. I'm convinced, by the way, I'm convinced the line delivered by Oscar Isaac, Palpatine returns somehow, is the greatest line in cinematic history. And that's I think, where I stand. I just think it's... someone on the Disney writing team, they said, put that line in there. And someone said, no, don't do that. Like, this is a beloved franchise that's in, like, its 42nd year by the time this movie comes out. Like, we cannot do that to them. And someone's like, $20, we'll do it. Someone said, okay. And it's just...
They're like, no. They do it. They're like, no, listen, we're not going to give them an explanation. We have to make it ridiculous. Like, and it has to be completely obvious that we are doing this and they are not going to get what they want.
That, or it was something so simple where it was like, we need to explain how he came back somehow. And someone's like, yeah, we do. And then, like, that person that said that expected the writing team to come up with an explanation, but the writing team thought that was the explanation.
Like, they just put that as a placeholder.
Yes.
And then Oscar Isaacs ended up saying it like it was the actual script.
Yes.
Like, we didn't have the quotations around it. What are you doing?
The more realistic explanation, and I think this is what I have to, like, truly believe. Carrie Fisher was like, nah, keep it this way and we'll really mess with everybody. Because that's Carrie Fisher's sense of humor. Mm. And she's like, keep it. And it was her call. That's my guess. On set, she changed it.
That's a good one. I like it. Yeah, we'll go with that theory.
But same actors playing different actors playing the same role. No role is more iconic, I feel like, than the role of Batman. There's been so much Batman. Like, Batman is the center of the news this week. It seems like the Batman, starring Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz and Colin Farrell, we just talked about, that comes out this week. As you can see, I am repping the Batman today on the show. I am pumped personally for this movie. It's gotten, like, glowing reviews so far, dude. Like, 10 out of 10, like perfect scores on Rotten Tomatoes thus far. It's gotten special certification ratings from, like, Regal that, like, very few movies get.
Wow.
Like, it's got to meet certain criteria, and, like, I guess it's just amazing. From my understanding, this is, like, it's Batman's second year fighting crime, so he's still very young in his crime-fighting days, which I think is going to be cool. Mm-hmm. There's a short, like, 4-minute funeral clip online. I watched that. I thought it was awesome. Just a little we got. Paul Dano as the Riddler, I hear, is amazing. He steals the show. I've tried to avoid reviews because I kind of want to go into it a little bit clear-headed. But just the one or two I've read have been glowing. They've been outstanding. That releases, well, today. It'll be in theaters tonight if you're listening to this day of the show release. Otherwise, it is out in theaters this weekend, and I'm sure it'll be streaming within the 45-day window mark. Seems to be the new standard after movie theater releases, but I'm excited.
Except for Spider-Man.
That's okay, though. Spider-Man, we can't talk about Spider-Man while we're talking about Batman, Steven.
You're right.
Gosh.
We don't talk about Spider-Man.
Peter Parker. No. I'm excited for Batman. It's getting glowing reviews. And then on a side note, I don't know if any of you saw, we posted on Instagram, we posted on our Facebook page, I think we posted on the Twitter, I have no idea. Michael Keaton's Batman photo was on there. I'll just let you guys go and view that for what it amazingness it is. I felt like a child screaming inside how awesome it was. This is a silhouette of his Batman suit because he is returning for Batgirl movie on HBO, which I think will just be HBO, like, exclusive.
Okay.
Cool. And then he's returning in the Flash movie, the Flash that's based on the Flashpoint story, which is a great story. I think this is gonna be DC's year, dude. Like, I think they can finally set themselves up. Yes, and, like, with this Batman movie coming out, the new one, The Batman, it's going to be like its own thing. The director doesn't want it to interfere, like, interact with the DCEU. It's like the flag. He does not want all of that. Okay, so it's going to be like
a standalone.
It's going to be its own thing. It's going to confuse people, and I get it. But I think it's what we need. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. I, I love, if you actually look at like the DC titles coming out this year, I just love how simple they are. It's The Batman comes out. The Flash comes out. I think the only one with like an actual title is Aquaman. It's like Aquaman and whatever. But I'm just like, yes, just start fresh. Just go. just do it right. I really hope this Batman movie sticks. I hope it's good, first off, but I hope it sticks. I hope, you know, especially if we're starting this young in his career, maybe it's something where Robert Pattinson plays his character for the next 12 years and we get to see a good chunk of just Batman story from almost beginning to
end. That'd be cool.
Perhaps. Because we saw that with Christian Bale's beginning and we saw the end, but there was so much time in between them. We never like saw the little things. And I'm hoping we get that, you know. Will we get a Joker eventually? I don't know. If we do it right. You know, really, really slow burn that character intro if we do it. You know, make it worth our while. Make us want it. Tease us with it. You know what I mean? Tease it in the second one and give it to us in the sixth.
Right.
Like do it, you know, build it up. But yeah, I'm hopeful that comes out this weekend. I am excited.
Excited too.
Like, I am for sure. I'm seeing this movie this weekend. I'm going to find a way. If I'm going alone, I am going alone. I do not care. I'm going to see this movie. I actually contemplated going down to Indy like 2 days ago because they had an early showing in their IMAX theater. And I thought about it. I was like, I should just make the trip and go, like, leave work a little early and go.
Ooh, you should have.
But I didn't. It's okay. It's okay. There's been no spoilers on the internet that I've seen. People have done a really good job. Will we get all three Batman? Will we get three Batman in this, like in Spider-Man? I don't know. probably not. Probably.
Yeah, probably not.
One thing I do want to, I will like applaud Batman for, and this includes Gotham, the series, any Batman film, even this one, they never give you a time frame ever. Like, you never know when it's actually set. Because they do a great job of making it feel like it's set in the 70s, but then they'll throw things in like a cell phone and you're like, wait a minute, that cell phone shouldn't be around with all those cars. Like, this makes no sense. And it just, that's that mysteriousness of it. But
that's like, it's like what Gotham should feel like, because it should feel like this weird, it's like in this out of time and out of world city, right? It's kind of it kind of adds to that mystique almost. I don't know what the
only one that felt like it belonged in its time period that it came out would be the Dark Knight trilogy. I think that one kind of felt like okay, like that felt like, oh yeah, that's Chicago I'm looking at. Like, I don't know, it just felt, if you could feel it, you could feel like it felt real. Which I think that worked for that franchise personally. Like, just the ins and outs. But I guess that, like, so for all of you that don't know, DC Comics stands for Detective Comics. I hope that's right. I hope I didn't sound like an idiot. Is there?
Oh man, I did not know that.
I gotta look it up. Yeah, but it's for. I had to double check myself. Stands for Detective Comics. That would
have been real awkward.
That would have been real bad. But Batman, he's historically a detective. Like that. Like that's he's a detective vigilante, right? I think I love the 66 TV series. For anyone that's watched it, it's cheesy, it's silly, but it's fantastic. I love Adam West and Burt Ward. I love the whole thing. That was very detective though. You know, he was Batman, but he was a detective. And I guess this new Batman movie is actually very detective. Like it's one of those movies that you actually have to kind of follow and think about as you're going in. And what's happening, and it's very almost like a crime movie. Like, you're trying to figure out what happened. Like, and I'm like, good, that's Batman. Like, because that's awesome. What Batman started out as, and I'm like, yes, please. And maybe with this character arc, I don't know what they're gonna do. Maybe it starts very detective like, and then just becomes more hero-ish because crime gets out of hand. You know, and which is fine. Yep. I'm okay with that. But I've been wanting something like this for years. I'm glad we're getting this. Mm-hmm. I've been on the Robert Pattinson train since the beginning, because do not forget, people, when Heath Ledger was cast all those years ago, people were up in arms. They were like, this does not work. And that's history. I need to say no more about that that portrayal of that character. But yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait. One thing I am not happy about, or I guess a lot of people aren't happy about, is AMC is trying out this what's it called? Like this pricing model, like experiment thing. I don't even know, but they're, I guess, upcharging for the Batman movie. It's a new movie. So I guess we're going to see if they're going to get more money out of people. This actually comes from, this is a quoted from the CEO, Adam Aaron, during the earnings call for AMC. He said, currently our prices for the Batman are slightly higher than the prices we are charging for other movies playing in the same theaters at the same time. He goes on to say, this is all quite novel in the United States, but actually AMC has been doing it for years in our European theaters. So for all our European listeners and watchers out there, viewers, this is news to me. I don't know this. He says, indeed, in Europe, we charge a premium for the best seats in the house, as do just about all the sellers of tickets in the other industries, sporting events, theater, concerts, which is true. I get that. But don't, and please, you know, if I'm mistaken, like, is there really a best seat in the house for a movie theater? Like, we're not in the 90s anymore where people are going to sit in front of you. Like, it's stadium theater, so...
I feel like it's still better in the middle.
I feel like the first three rows aren't great, but I feel like anything other than that, like, I'm pretty happy. Like, I don't know, like... But, like, would you pay more for that? Like,
how much
premium
more?
Seats cost...
More?
This, so... South London, premium seating is around $12.65 US dollars. Compared to $10 US dollars for a regular seat.
No. I wouldn't pay that much more, but if it was like 50 cents to a dollar per ticket more, I might pay that for a movie I like.
I mean,
to get to sit like in the middle or whatever, but I don't know though.
I don't know. Like, I guess I do understand like the, I have been there where I've gotten anxiety. Like my first viewing of a movie, I do really want to see where I'm like, oh God, I got to have a good seat. I do get that. Like I have experienced that.
In all reality, I guess I'm more on board with what you said than I'm giving off, because I, even though I think the middle seats are better, I still try to sit on the ends so I don't have to deal with people. Like, so
but the thing is, even with like Regal, you don't have to deal with that because like the seats, and I don't know about, you know, theaters rest of the world,
right?
But like a lot of theaters are going to like recliners and stuff, and some AMCs are. You don't worry about people like walking in front of you because like there's just so much room now.
Yeah.
So I don't. I remember when my biggest worry was 3D movie ticket prices being like $3.
Oh gosh.
What happened to that? Are 3D movies even a thing anymore?
I don't think so because they sucked.
I know you hated them. I remember there would be plenty of times where I wanted to go see a 3D movie and like I just knew, I was like, I'm going with Steven, so that's not. true story.
I would not go because you got to pay more for a worse experience.
I don't know about that, man.
It's like the opposite of the seating pricing model we just talked about. It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna charge you more for the worse version of this movie.
Sure. Sure. I mean,
you might wear these dumb
sure
cardboard glasses the whole time too, by the way.
They weren't cardboard, they're plastic. I'm sure I have plenty of them still sitting around somewhere.
I guess I was thinking of like the really early ones. They were like that like thin cardboard with the like paper foil lenses or whatever. I'm thinking like the Shark Boy Lava Girl back in the day.
Oh, your thing. I do think I feel like the Star Wars re-release, the episode 1 3D had paper ones. I could be wrong though.
I think they were all like, man, that in the really early 3D movies.
Man, I want to go again to a 3D movie now. They exist. They have to exist. I'm going to find one. I'm going to go to one. All right. So we're quite a ways away into this show. There's one more thing I want to talk about this week. I'm not going to talk too long about it just because I've not been there, even though wish I was. Yeah, I'm not. And Star Wars Galactic Cruiser, the Star Wars Hotel. It's been talked about for years at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. It's happening. It's opening March 1st. Opened 2 days ago. Was its first voyage with people, wow. Like with guests, with paying guests.
That's cool. Tell me about it, because I don't really know what it is.
It's the best thing ever, from what I'm hearing. Let me tell you about the birthday present you're gonna buy me in a few years. This is gonna be great. Let me tell you about it. Okay. So it is a 2-day interactive adventure. So it is, It's not a Star Wars hotel. It's more of a, think of a cruise. I've never been on a cruise. I don't think you've been on a cruise. But it's more of a cruise. So I've heard it. So there was a media event last week and a half ago, depending on when you're listening to this. A lot of media influencers or like, Star Wars podcasters, pop culture, you know, organizations got to go stay on it for free. Good for them. Jealous. It's nice. Cool. I heard some reviews. I listened to some reviews. But essentially, from what I've heard, it's like basically like a 2-day ride. Like, like you're on a 2-day ride.
Uh-huh. Right.
So the way this works, and I'm going based off of just my knowledge, what I've read, what I've heard, kind of what I've seen. I've watched stuff. And you guys can, you know, obviously, if you go to YouTube, you can see all sorts of stuff. I will say there are a lot of spoilers. Because there's like big finales and stuff. Cause this is like a show you're in, a part of, watching. They're like there are actual spoilers if you go to certain stuff. I've avoided them because I do want to experience this one day. So what happens is you arrive at your destination. You go to the lobby or whatever, and it's a 2-night experience, like 1 day to 2 nights or 2 nights, maybe 3 days ish, something like that.
Yeah,
and you know you're getting on the Halcyon, which is the Galactic Star Cruiser. It's basically a cruise ship in space. You get to the lobby, and they go over the video or whatever, like the precursor video. You get on your shuttle, and it takes you to the ship, or you get on the ship, and like you go up, So. Once you walk in, you see no more Florida. You see no more palm trees. You see no more sky. Like, you're in this ship. It's very interactive. And everything's done on a data pad, which is, it'll be your iPhone or your cell phone.
Right.
In the Disney app. But it's very unique. It's very customizable. So like, say you and I go on this, this cruise, this Star Cruise, we can choose different things, and our experiences will be two completely unique things.
Interesting.
We will not have the same experiences. There's a lot of team building, like, I don't say team building, but there's a lot of things that like you do with your family or your friends, whoever you're with. And like, you kind of work as a team and you make choices together. And once you actually get onto the Halcyon, which is the name of the Star Cruiser, there is no mention of Star Wars. There is no Star Wars because you're not, there's no movie called Star Wars. You're in it. Like, in it. Like, you're not, it's not a movie franchise. Like, this is like a real thing that's happening, right?
Yeah.
They have sabacc tables going on. Their food, they have Felucian shrimp. So these shrimp are like literally blue. Like green rice, I think, is on there. Like, there's just so much stuff. And they actually have an area. It's called a climate simulator, and you go out into this climate simulator, and I think it's like actual outside, like Florida, but like, I think it's still like roofed in, like, but it's simulating the climate.
That's hilarious.
Right. It's not, the rooms are themed. It's like, I've seen videos, like, it's cool. So your window port, like, cause you know, each room has a window, right?
Yeah.
You're looking out into space cause you're in space. Like, and it's not like, and Disney hasn't set this thing up where it's like a 2-hour loop, right? No, it's different the whole time. It will never ever be the same thing you see. And at night, you can turn it off and close your window, or you can keep it open, and there's the I forget what they're called off the top of my head, the space whales, you know, from like Rebels, like you see those go by. You'll see asteroid fields. People were saying, like, if something blows up in front of the ship or like they shoot something, you'll see the debris go by your window.
That's insane.
And it's, they have the, there's like a bed, and there's like two bunk beds, and like they're in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And like the beds are like, you and I would fit in the bunk beds. I think they're like, the mattresses are like 6'5", like it fits, like their whole modeling and like their whole like way to describe it is like it should fit anyone from a Padawan to a Wookiee. And like they stay true to that.
Uh-huh.
I watched a little bit of like footage, and when they're on the bridge, they go, okay, we're gonna make our first jump to hyperspace on this voyage. And it's so cool because you have like the big screen, you know, or you know, the window in front of you because you're on a ship. And then they have smaller windows up there, and those they jump to hyperspace, and it is wild. It's so nuts. You have to watch some stuff like when you get some time.
Yeah.
I watched someone go into their room and like turn on the button, like hit the button that opens their spaceport, like their window. I almost had tears in my eyes. Like, I will be completely honest. I'm like, oh my God, like it was so real. I mean, obviously you go into this suspending your belief.
Right.
You have to go into it kind of, right? But you know, I've heard it's great. Even if you don't love Star Wars, I've heard this is amazing. Like if you love someone who loves Star Wars, like you'll enjoy this experience. Mm-hmm. They have merchandise you can only buy on the ship.
That's cool.
You know, and this does include a park ticket for a day. The second day you do go into the parks on Batuu, which is Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. So you actually get off, like a ship takes you down to the planet Batuu from your Star Cruiser, like, you know, like a skate pod type thing. And you get off in the middle of Batuu. So like in the middle of the park.
That's so cool.
They have interactive lightsaber training. If you guys have been, if you saw in the past, they have a real, I'm air quoting if you're listening to the podcast, lightsaber. It retracts, it glows. It's a little flimsy, I heard, but there's this epic, like, I don't want to give anything away if people are really trying to avoid spoilers, but like there's this battle sequence at some point in there, which I watched, and if you're trying to avoid everything, like cover your ears, mute it, whatever, I'll give you the thing. Like la 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 la, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So there's an epic battle sequence between Kylo and Rey up on the thing, which I will say the Kylo voice is kind of, they could work on that. But they do this cool epic battle sequence, and it's like up above, like they're close to you, but it's up above. Yeah. So probably special effects they're using. So
right.
I will say she's got the retractable real lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And he's just got one of the, like, probably one of the really fancy, like, Kylo Ren lightsabers, right? If you watch the video, hers does look legit real versus he has in his hand.
Huh.
You, like, the blade, I'm like, that one's real. Like, it looks, like, real. Like, and it's cool. They have dinner experiences. You know, the crew on board is in character. And from my understanding, what I'm getting is it's, you're, like, some stuff is scheduled out, but like lightsaber training is scheduled, different things. But you know, the whole experience is unique. You can go into your room and be like, I'm gonna relax, and then start having a conversation with the droid in the room and start getting missions and doing different stuff. Like it's almost like a go thing, it sounds like.
That's nuts.
And you get special access at the parks, like front of line access if you're on, if like, because they give you pins before you get into the park, so people in the park know. And the price point has been the big topic of discussion. It is a 2-day experience, and right now for a party of two, the price is coming in, I had it in, at a whopping $4,809.
That's what I would expect.
That's for two people for two nights. You can do more people, so the price goes up, but I believe the price of like per person would go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that point, the more people you do. And I think there's even like an 8-person suite.
Oh, wow.
In there. But it's booked up for the next 2 to 3 months. Pricing is going to be real weird. I know a lot of people are like, is it worth it? I have not done it. And it's one of those things. It's going to be different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everyone's financial status is different. You know, lives are different. That's going to be a personal preference. Is it worth it to you? Right. That's everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
I do think personally the pricing will go down over time. However, the big like catch of it all is this is literally the only one in the world.
Yeah. Right.
There's
right.
not like one in California. There's not like one in the other Disney parks. Anywhere. It is. This is the only one correct. From everyone I've talked to, or not talked to, everyone I've listened to and watched and everything so far, yes, it's worth it. Again, everyone's different, but like the experience itself, and you know, a lot of people will probably look at this as a once in a lifetime experience.
Sure.
You know, very special occasion. I do plan at some point to go down there. I would love personally to like go with you. I think that would be like, you know, eventually, you know, even if it's in a few years, like I think that would be amazing just to experience that together. I think it would be really cool just from the fact that you and I used to play Star Wars in the backyard, and then we would get to play Star Wars in space. Like, I think personally, like, I'm getting real giddy just thinking of that idea. Like, oh my gosh.
Right.
But yeah, they have lightsaber. Like, they have, it just sounds amazing. You know, I know when I am, when I have the opportunity, if I have the opportunity, or the chance or anything to go, I know I'm going to take it. I'll wait for you. I will, you know, I will. But it sounds maybe awesome
for your 30th.
You get access to the park for a day. Maybe for what?
Your 30th.
Ooh, maybe be the Carbonite Cruise 1000th show.
That's a long time.
That'd be fun. You don't know that.
At the pace we are currently moving, that is...
Hey, one a week, like that's 50 years. A year. Yeah, you're right. That's a ways away. That's a ways away. We'll start... I'll include the side shows. Some of the side episodes that we do. I'll include those shows. Like 45. Oh God, I mean, I have nothing else better to do. I mean, if I'm just going to be frank right now with you, I'm talking about this stuff regardless of if I record or not. So, I mean, I'm going to be talking about this when I'm 45, regardless of what is recording me or not recording me or whatever. So it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's exciting. Hopefully the prices go down. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have plans to build this anywhere else. I know this has been years in the making.
Right.
I actually, someone brought up a really, really good point about this, like, Galactic Star Cruiser, but I think, I almost wonder if Universal does something similar with, like, the Harry Potter stuff eventually.
Mm-hmm. I could
where,
tell
like, you're in these places, which is, it's so funny, right? Like, Star Wars inspired Harry Potter, and then Harry Potter Land inspired Star Wars Land, and then possibly this experience will, like, you know, inspire that, and it's all art imitating life and life imitating art. And these fandoms are amazing. I love every bit of them. But speaking of sideshows and stuff, I know I am planning on going to Star Wars Celebration here in just a few months. Mm-hmm. In May 26th, it kicks off in Anaheim, California. As of now, I am planning on being there. So yeah, I can't wait to meet all you Star Wars aficionados and expertises. I was trying to make up for it there, but it didn't work. But you know, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, maybe have some people on the show, meet up with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a good time there. You're gonna be there. You're gonna get there. We're gonna even if I have to, like, you know, well, I don't want to, you know, even if I have to make you something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, you make that face now. Okay? Make that face now. You're going to come home one day, and you're going to be like, where are the wife and kids? And you're going to FaceTime, there will be, she's going to be like, we're in California, where are you?
Oh, gosh.
I told you. You're coming.
You just told me you're going to kidnap my family to try to get me to go to Star Wars Celebration.
No. They came willingly. No, they came willingly. If I kidnapped her, she wouldn't be like, yo, what's up? We're in California.
She'd be like, that dumb friend of yours.
Ah, that's okay. It wouldn't be the first time someone said that about me.
Man. Nor the last, probably.
Oh, man. I can't believe I fit that in. We're only a little over an hour in.
It's pretty good.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed we got through all that stuff.
We did. We talked about a lot of stuff. And we cut a lot of stuff.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
As far as topics.
We did cut a lot of stuff. Which is good. We have next week's episode.
Yeah, no kidding.
Next week's episode will include. Now we got to include it since I'm including it in the tease.
Ooh.
Just FYI. Next week's episode will include the Fairly Odd Parents trailer for the live action. Woo! This will be fun. Throw back.
No kidding.
Fairly Odd Parents. Fairly Odd Parents. We're going to talk Ewan McGregor commenting on his return as Obi-Wan recently. George Lucas recently was quoted talking about Anakin's scar in episode 3. So we'll talk about that. And Obi-Wan Kenobi theories, perhaps, on the show. Maybe, just maybe. A lot of Obi-Wan next week. A lot of Star Wars next week. Very Star Wars focused. And probably, I don't know if we'll do this on the show or if I'll do this separately, but I will probably give some sort of review on The Batman.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
I don't know if you all have seen it yet.
Probably
so
not.
I don't want to spoil or anything, but The Batman is coming out, folks. Check out this badass shirt. It's so cool. Batman's amazing. It was going to be a busy month. Batman, Moon Knight, then Doctor Strange next month.
It's gonna get busy real quick.
Oh, we're going to hit 1,000 shows. We're going to have a lot to do. We're going to get there. Thank you guys for watching. If you're on YouTube, thank you for listening. If you're listening to podcast form, thank you for using all your senses to just dive into this show and this episode. And I'm rambling, so we will see you guys next week with all the fun pop culture news, Star Wars, Batman, everything under the sun. And I think that's all I got. Are you good? You have anything?
Nope, I'm good to go. Signing off.
All right, then. On that note, we will leave you. Signing off, Steven, Tyler, may the Force be with you all.
See you guys.